Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brandon Brooks. Here's what's happening. President Trump was down the shore yesterday to rally for re-election later this year and to thank Congressman Jeff Van Drew, who recently switched to the Republican Party. KYW's Andrew Kramer talked to supporters and some protesters who showed up.
Zach Boyd says he wouldn't miss this rally for the world.
No, I love Trump. And it's once in a lifetime you're getting this many people in one spot.
What is it about President Trump that intrigues you so much?
For so many years, it's just been the politicians. They've been feeding you the same stuff on both sides. He's just different. He's just changing things up.
There were President Trump protests too, including one a few blocks away from the rally. We found Linda McCartney there.
Brings you out to this protest of President Trump's rally today.
America, I love my country, and I believe that there's room for improvement. And the current administration is dividing the country.
President Trump was the first sitting president to visit Wildwood since the 1800s. Philadelphia City Councilman Kenyatta Johnson says he expects to be charged with a federal crime this week, but that he's innocent of any charges. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
Prosecutors are expected to allege that Johnson's wife, Dawn Chavu, got business from a charter school company in exchange for a zoning change Johnson sponsored. Egan called it insulting to assert Chavu had not earned her clients.
Because of her expertise in the field of charter schools and school choice and her well-known reputation in the state for those matters, and entirely separate and apart from his position.
Johnson would become the second member of the sitting council to be under indictment, joining Bobby Heenan, who is charged in the Electricians Union case.
The U.S. attorney has called a news conference for this morning where the changes are expected to be announced. Stay tuned to KYW News Radio for the latest developments. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney has announced his new appointee for the Office of LGBT Affairs. KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Selena Morrison will be the new executive director of the Mayor's Office of LGBT Affairs. Beginning in March, she will engage the community and drive policy while educating and advising the mayor's office and the city on the needs of LGBTQ individuals at work and beyond. She says her background as a transgender woman of color will help her deal with issues at the intersection of race and gender.
Trans folks aren't being accepted within the LGBT community, and they are also marginalized within the Black community.
Originally from North Carolina, Morrison has been an LGBT advocate in Philadelphia for a decade. The southwest portion of Puerto Rico has been ravaged by a series of earthquakes over the last month, and getting help to those in need has proven difficult. Tons of undistributed relief supplies were found earlier this month, locked away in a warehouse. Officials, meanwhile, met in Camden to announce their support of a statewide effort to launch a new relief effort. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden reports.
There is frustrations coming from Puerto Ricans who now live here, like Camden County freeholder Carmen Rodriguez.
My father, my brother, they're still there. Almost my entire family is still there. This is our family. We have to and we should do something.
An organization, New Jersey for Puerto Rico Relief, is raising money with a promise to get it to agencies like the Red Cross and Salvation Army with supply chains already in place there. You can give online at nj4pr.com.
Residents of Puerto Rico who are in our area can contact Camden County's Office of Hispanic Affairs at 856-225-5312. Ahead of his budget address next week, Governor Wolf is renewing his push for past proposals, including an increase in the state's $7.25 an hour minimum wage. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
This is, in fact, the sixth time Governor Wolf has proposed an increase in the minimum wage. At an event at the state capitol launching his newest effort, Wolf said 29 states now have a higher minimum wage than Pennsylvania.
Is this driving Pennsylvanians across our borders to work jobs in neighboring states? You bet.
In November, the state Senate passed a bill to raise the minimum wage to $8 an hour with gradual increases to $9.50 an hour, but the bill stalled in the House. The governor, meanwhile, is again proposing an increase to $12 and then an eventual $15 an hour.
Wolf is also renewing action in Restore Pennsylvania, a proposal that would tax natural gas extraction and use the money to borrow billions of dollars for infrastructure projects. A singer from South Jersey still on cloud nine after winning a Grammy Award over the weekend. KYW's Mike Doherty reports.
Does it feel so good to be alive? Because adding Grammy winner to your title has a nice ring to it, doesn't it, John Brancy?
I couldn't be more excited and proud and humbled.
Brancy sings the lead in Fantastic Mr. Fox, which won for Best Opera Recording on Sunday, and he's been celebrating ever since.
Untamed and untamable.
Brancy mostly lives on the road these days, but John grew up in Mullica Hill, and he still loves his favorite breakfast spot.
I will give a shout out to Village Bagel, the best bagel in South Jersey, in my opinion.
Brancy is working on releasing an album later this year. That's the All Local. I'm Brendan Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radigo.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.